I think the visit has been a resounding success, better probably than the Irish and British governments imagined it would be. I think it's been popular with the public, I think that's obvious. And yes, I think that they can say that this is good work done from both governments' viewpoints. We haven't had a monarch here in Dublin, a British monarch at least, since 1911. And I think we wouldn't have had one, firstly, for the big global issue of the peace process and the success of it. This is the culmination of 15 years of peace and ceasefires and political negotiations. Logistically speaking, it's been a massive operation by the Irish government. 30 million euros spent alone on protecting the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. Thousands of Irish police officers on the streets. And I watched their handling of dissident Republican protests, and they basically faced the dissident Republicans down and won. In terms of broadcasting, in terms of organisation, it has been running like clockwork, quite frankly. You know, I'm not a propagandist for the Irish government, but I think fair is fair. It was a very well-run operation, but it would never have happened had we not had the positive outcome of the peace process. This is the reason why the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are here.
It is impossible to ignore the weight of history. Of course, the relationship has not always been straightforward, nor has the record over the centuries been entirely benign. It is a sad and regrettable reality that through the history our islands have experienced more than their fair share of heartache, turbulence, and loss. These events have touched us all, many of us personally, and are a painful legacy. We can never forget those who have died or been injured and their families. To all those who have suffered as a consequence of our troubled past, I extend my sincere thoughts and deep sympathy. With the benefit of historical hindsight, we can all see things which we would wish had been done differently, or not at all.
I think the Queen's speech was very, very well received here in Dublin, especially within, if you like, nationalist Ireland. It was a nod to past pain in Anglo-Irish relations, and also a nod towards the future. It more or less, generally speaking, in all the Irish newspapers and all the Irish news organisations, radio, television, it was very, very well received, very positive, and was seen as a kind of drawing a line under the past and turning a page into a new period of history. Sometimes the word historic is overused in set-piece political occasions, but in this case I think it's an appropriate word to describe what happened this week. For quite some time now, the Irish population, especially those in the Republic, have had a fascination with the British royal family. Diana was immensely popular here. The viewing figures for the television and radio here, viewing and listening for the royal wedding recently, were massive. I think the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh being here merely underline the fact that there is an interest in the British royal family. But on a more important level, in terms of Anglo-Irish relations, I think there's it's a relationship that's being solidified this week. We had David Cameron here on Wednesday night, talking about closer cooperation between the two governments, not only in terms of Northern Ireland and the peace process, but also economics. And let's not forget, and a lot of Irish people will remind you of this fact, Britain gave the Republic upwards of about 6 billion euros as part of the bailout to save the country from its fiscal crisis of late. And that's not forgotten. And you hear that time and time again from ordinary members of the Dublin public, you know, how can we not welcome a head of state from a country that gave us such a large amount of money when we were in financial difficulty only recently.